Hello, Eileen.
Hi, Dr. Sherman. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My boyfriend, after eating, he burps up an enormous amount of air that continues up to several hours. That is, by any standards that I'm familiar with, very abnormal. You know, he eats very nutritiously. He takes care of himself, which includes taking digestive enzymes, supplements, and probiotics. I do notice that he swallows a lot of air, so that I'm sure is contributing to some of it. But I was wondering, as well as he, you know, what else could be causing this problem?
Well, if you've noticed that he is swallowing air when he eats, or if he eats very, very fast, you know, sometimes it's much more easier to swallow air with that. I'm assuming he's not drinking carbonated soda pop with his meals or anything that obviously.
Right. He eats so slowly. He chews well, you know, and he's not a fast eater.
One thing you might consider is having him checked for low stomach acid. We do a test at the clinic called the Heidelberg gastric pH test, and we can actually measure how much hydrochloric acid he's making. That might be helpful for him if he's low. Taking enzymes by themselves wouldn't necessarily be the total answer for him, so it might be just low stomach acid. You could have him do a trial of maybe a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar in water like 10 minutes before a meal and see if that might help. But if you've noticed the air swallowing, you know, have him try chewing his food 30 times each bite. And he'll be the last one at the table, but sometimes that can make a big difference in the burping.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then I do have another question if you have time.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Also, historically, his CRP is low, and when it drops even lower, his homocysteine is high. And, you know, it causes inflammation throughout his body. He does have arthritis and all of that. But again, you know, he eats so well and takes care of himself. He's just wondering why that inflammation is there.
So it's involving multiple joints, has been called like osteoarthritis or garden variety arthritis.
Yeah, he had it checked. It is osteo. It's not rheumatoid. But overall, you know, the inflammation in his body, he does take the right supplements and has been, you know, pretty well informed on how to keep inflammation low, and yet his CRP continues to be low and his homocysteine high.
Well, the homocysteine is an inflammatory marker, and homocysteine is a reflection of a deficiency in several of the B vitamins, you know, specifically B12, B6, and folate. So that might be useful for him. Now, the B12 especially is a little more difficult to absorb, so eventually he may need injectable B12. But again, you know, if his stomach acid is low, then he may have a tendency to not absorb his B vitamins as well based on low stomach acid. So that might be the best place to start. Now, he may have some food sensitivities, or he could even have some abnormal flora, you know, abnormal organisms in his colon or even his stomach. So some people carry fungal infections, candida, yeast in the upper GI tract, and that can create gas and bloating and burping.
Mm-hmm.
So those are
okay,
and those of course can create a lot of organic acids that get into our bloodstream and create havoc. But if the CRP is low, it doesn't reflect everything that might be causing it, but the homocysteine, I would definitely look at his B vitamins and see if that could be helpful.
Okay. Well, you were saying allergies, too. He is allergic to dairy and eggs. which he tries to stay away from. So maybe some of that, do you think some of that could be the cause of some of these other issues?
Possibly, yeah. Dairy products are extremely inflammatory for a lot of people. So even in small doses, you know, if you're consuming it even once or twice a week, that might be enough to create that inflammation if he is sensitive. So I would recommend maybe doing a blood test to check his food sensitivities.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much for the information.